माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸತೇಜ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾಶ್ಯಾಮ್ ಸುಂದರ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರ್ನಿತಾಯ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಜಾನವಾದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಸೀತಾದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಧುಪಂಡಿತ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌಡ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadati Svapadantikam ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾಂ ಸಹಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೆ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದಾನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮನೇ ಗೌರತ್ವಿಷೇ ನಮಃ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟುಡೇ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಡೇ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಜಾನವಾದೇವಿ It is also the appearance day of Srimati Sita Devi, the consort of Lord Ramachandra. It is also the disappearance day of Srila Madhu Pandit Goswami, one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We may not have time to talk about Srimati Sita Devi. We'll see how it goes. Because Srimati Janava Devi has an intimate connection with Vrindavan and also with the Radha Gopinath temple of Madhu Pandit Goswami. So these two personalities are connected and we can talk about both of them today. We all know that the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna has appeared in Navadvipa as Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Balaram has appeared as Nityananda. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Shai Balaram Hoilo Nitai. So for us, Gaur Nitai are worshipable because they are the fountainheads of mercy in this age of Kali and they freely bestow Krishna Prem without consideration of qualification of the recipient. So, in order to obtain Krishna Prem, it is necessary to get the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's eternal consort is Sri Janava Devi. Therefore, it is essential to get her mercy as well. Sri Janava Devi is affectionately called as Ma Janava in the community of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. She is also known as Sri Ishwari. She is famous for her profound devotion for her glorious husband, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. But as time went on, and particularly after the disappearance of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Janava Mata also became famous in her own right as a great Vaishnavi, a great Acharya. In fact, she became the leader of the Vaishnav community both in Bengal and in Vrindavan. She was highly respected. She was extremely potent. And prayers to Janava Devi's lotus feet are essential as taught by Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. In one of his songs, in the Kalyan Kalpataru, Bhaktivinod Thakur has prayed to the lotus feet of Janava Devi for shelter, for relief from material existence, for freedom from illusion. He has addressed Janava Mata as Nityananda Prabhu's Shakti and as a storehouse of Krishna Prem, one who can easily award pure love of Godhead to everyone who takes shelter of her. So Bhaktivinod Thakur is teaching us that it is necessary to take shelter of Janava Devi. Even in our bhajans, the famous bhajan Vrajadham Mahimamrita, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, written by Krishna Das, he also prays in the very last verse, Sri Janava Pada Padma Koriyash Namasankirtana Kore Krishna Kahe Krishna Das. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is also praying to Janava Mata at the conclusion of his glorification of Sri Vrindavan Dham and all the associates of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. So we can see that as devotees who want to follow in the footsteps of the great Brajabasi devotees of Krishna, it is essential to have Janava Mata's mercy. So who is Janava Mata actually? Yes, she is the consort of Nityananda Prabhu. But who is she in Krishna Leela? All the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu have their counterparts in Krishna Leela, just as Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu themselves have. So the one book that gives us authoritative information about the Gauri or Krishna Leela identities of the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the Gaur Ganodesha Deepika of Kavi Karnapur. And in this book, it is said that Janava Mata is Revati, who is the consort of Lord Balaram. Actually, in that verse, it is said that Balaram's two consorts, that is Varuni and Revati, have appeared as the consorts of Nityananda Prabhu, Vasudha and Janava. They were two sisters. Vasudha was the younger sister and Janava was the older sister. And the Gauda Ganodesha Deepika says that they were daughters of a great Vaishnava called Suryadas Sarakhela, who in Krishna Leela, or we can say Balaram Leela, was none other than King Kakudman or King Kakudmi, the father of Revati. Now we have all heard that story of how King Kakudmi, being anxious to find a good husband for his daughter Revati, traveled here and there, ultimately going to the abode of Lord Brahma to look for a suitable husband. And Brahma smiled and said, well, by the time you go back, the ages have passed and there'll be nobody who is, everyone, whoever is there will be too short anyway for your daughter. They returned, and when they returned, it was Dwapar Yuga. And King Kakudman and his daughter belonged to a previous yuga when everyone was much taller. So when he approached Balaram, Balaram agreed because he knew that she was his eternal consort. But he had to look high up to look at her because she was much taller than him, having been from born in a previous yuga. But Balaram is not an ordinary groom. So he just took his plow, pulled her down by the shoulders so that she became a little shorter than him. And thus the matter was easily resolved by Lord Balaram. And then, of course, they were married. The other consort of Balaram is Varuni. So Varuni and Revati both have appeared as Vasudha and Janava in Nityananda Prabhu's Leela as his consorts. But Janava Mata has another identity also. The Gauda Ganodesha Deepika says that she is also Ananga Manjari, Gopi, or a Manjari in Krishna Leela in Vrindavan. Ananga Manjari is an exquisitely beautiful Gopi, and the scriptures describe that she has a complexion of a springtime Ketaki flower, and her clothes are the color of a blue lotus. She is none other than the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. And it is interesting to know that she is also the expansion of Lord Balaram, who is again Lord Nityananda. So there is such an intimate connection here. Lord Balaram serves Krishna in Vrindavan in all the five mellows. As in the Shantaras, in the mool or the mellow of neutrality, he becomes the holy abode. He becomes the paraphernalia, the clothing, etc. of Krishna and serves him. Because he is the elder brother, sometimes he is in a parental mood, caring for the protection of Krishna. And he sometimes cautions Krishna or his friends about not going into dangerous places. And as a fellow cowherd boy, he engages in sporting activities with Krishna, where he enjoys the sakhyaras, the mood of fraternity. And there is also mixed in that mood, a mood of servitude, when sometimes he massages Krishna's legs, lotus feet, or he fans him, and so on. And in the Madhurya Ras, the conjugal mellow, Balaram serves Krishna as Ananga Manjari Sakhi, Ananga Manjari, who is younger than a Sakhi actually, and she is the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. Now, a question may arise in our mind that how is it possible that Janava Mata can be two personalities? On one hand, we say she is Revati, and on the other hand, we say she is Ananga Manjari. So these things are not unusual on the spiritual platform. On the contrary, they are quite common. On the spiritual absolute platform, we find that many identities can join together in one personality when they appear here in this material world. For example, it is said about Ramananda Rai that in him many personalities have descended. There is Arjun the Pandava, there is Arjuna the cowherd boy from Vrindavan, and there is a gopi called Arjuniya Gopi, and there is also Lalita Devi, some say Vishakha. So all these personalities have entered together into Ramananda Rai. They are Ramananda Rai. And also, say Gadadhar Pandit, we understand that Gadadhar Pandit is none other than Srimati Radharani, or specifically the halo of Srimati Radharani. But Radharani's friend, her closest associate, Lalita, who is also called Anuradha because she follows behind Radharani, has also entered along with Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Gadadhar Pandit is a joint identity of Radharani and Lalita. So these things may seem inconceivable to us, but they are fairly common on the spiritual platform. So similarly, it should not astonish us or bewilder us to know the identity of Janava Mata as Revati, the consort of Balaram in Dwarka, and also as Ananga Manjari in Vrindavan. In Gaur Leela, Janava Mata appeared as the daughter of Suryadas Sarakhel. Suryadas Sarakhel himself, as I mentioned, was King Kakudmi, who had appeared in Gaur Leela. He was the son of Kansari Mishra, a Brahmin from Shaligram village, which is very close to Mayapur. He was the third amongst six brothers. The elder two brothers were Damodar and Jagannath. Suryadas Sarakhel was number three. Then number four was Gauridas Pandit, the famous Gauridas Pandit of Ambika Kalna, for whom actually Gaur Nithai would be very fearful, and Gauridas Pandit would keep them in control with his stick. And it was in his temple that Gaur Nithai jumped off the altar to participate in the Sankirtan. So he was his immediately younger brother. Then there was Krishnadas Sarakhel. And lastly, the sixth brother was Narsingha Chaitanya. So all six were glorious Vaishnavas, very pure-hearted, pure in character, full of wonderful virtues. The Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions specifically Suryadas Sarakhel and Krishnadas Sarakhel as being great devotees or reservoirs of love for Krishna. And Kaviraj Goswami mentions that both of them had great faith in Nityananda Prabhu. Bhakti Ratnakar talks in detail about these brothers. It is also mentioned that when Gauridas Pandit moved from Shaligram village to Ambika Kalna, he took Suryadas Sarakhel's permission. So these six brothers lived together in Shaligram for a while. Suryadas Sarakhel had a wife whose name was Bhadravati, according to the Gaudiya Vaishnava Vidhan. And he had two daughters whose names were Vasudha and Janava, Janava being the older one. And he brought them up in Krishna consciousness. And as is a father's duty, when the daughters grew up, he became a little anxious about finding a good groom or a good husband for them. There happened to be a devotee Brahmana living in Shaligram village, who approached Suryadas Sarakhela confidentially. Incidentally, the name Sarakhela refers to commander, because Suryadas Sarakhela had a high-paying job, so to speak, to use modern language, in the court of the king of Gowda. He was very trusted by the king, and Suryadas Sarakhela, he earned a lot of money because of the high salary that was given to him by the king. That's how he got the name Sarakhela. So this Brahmana approached Suryadas Sarakhela and said that there is one Brahmana in Ekachakra village. His name is Harai Pandit and his wife is Padmavati. They are glorious devotees of the Lord and know for certain that in their previous life they were Vasudev and Rohini, and they had given birth to Balaram. And that Balaram has now come in this life of theirs as their son, Nitai or Nityananda. This Nityananda left home at a young age and he traveled to many holy places. He has become a great scholar and now he has become a very intimate associate of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And your two daughters, Vasudha and Janava, are actually the eternal consorts of Nityananda Prabhu, because they are actually none other than Varuni and Revati. So Suryadas Sarakhela was extremely pleased to hear this, and he also had a dream in which Nityananda Prabhu revealed his identity, his own identity as Nityananda Prabhu. And much to the astonishment of Suryadas Sarakhela, he saw his two daughters, Vasudha and Janava, standing to the left and right respectively of Balaram, who was Nityananda Prabhu. And then he took the words of this Brahmana from Shaligram very seriously, and he approached Nityananda Prabhu and offered his two daughters in marriage to him. Nityananda Prabhu was very pleased with Suryadas Sarakhela, and he gave him a direct vision of himself, that is, of Nityananda Prabhu in his original identity as Balaram. And he saw the same vision that he had seen in his dream, the only difference being that this time he was directly seeing it with his physical eyes, whereas earlier he had seen in the dreams. So then the Bhakti Ratnakar describes the wedding ceremony of Nityananda Prabhu with Mother Janava and Mother Vasudha in great detail. It all happened according to human custom, as if they were all human beings, the same rites and rituals and the handing over of the daughters to the son-in-law and so on and so forth. Everything happened wonderfully. Time went on. Soon after they were married, Sachimata, who was still present on the planet, she requested Nityananda Prabhu to come and stay in Navadvip for a few days. Nityananda Prabhu happily obliged. Then they moved on to Saptagram, the place of Uddharana Datta, and eventually he moved on to Khardaha on the back.